It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for October 17th of 2025. The Trump regime's complete lie over its very own healthcare government shutdown is playing at airports across the country, including Detroit's Metro Airport. A video featuring Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is being played on a loop, where she blames Democrats for the regime's healthcare government shutdown, which is slowing down operations at airports all across the country and forcing some TSA workers to do their jobs without pay. According to Michigan Advance's Kyle Davidson, Flint's Bishop Airport and the Gerald Ford Airport in Grand Rapids are not showing the propaganda video like the kinds that you see in other autocratic countries. So good on them for refusing to play it. But what's up with Detroit Metro Airport? Some 23,000 flights were delayed across the country, according to Reuters, as 50,000 TSA workers and 13,000 air traffic controllers are not getting paid. This is happening, of course, because the MAGA Republican Congress refuses to do its job and actually help the American people by restoring the draconian cuts to Medicaid that they passed last summer as part of the MAGA murder budget, and because MAGA Republicans refuse to extend tax credits for the Affordable Care Act as health insurance companies are raising their premiums. This is also happening because MAGA Republicans own the White House, the U.S. House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate. They own all of it, and they own the shutdown. Democrats have no control over any branch of the federal government, which, of course, is an indictment on the party leadership, but I'm not focusing on that today. And I'll give Democrats credit for holding the line and refusing to budge on health care, which is a working class issue. Plus, if Republicans truly believed in their cause, Dear Leader Trump and his sidekick Stephen Miller would simply order Senate Republicans to pass their budget resolution by eliminating the filibuster rule, which they've done before. But they won't, because shutting down the government has always been the plan. Because in order to strip away parts of the government, you've also got to control the message. And this video of Kristi Noem blaming Democrats is just the tip of the iceberg. As many of you heard, CBS News will no longer be a news organization. Its news standard head, Claudia Milne, basically quit this week after Paramount Skydance, which owns CBS, announced that anti-free speech and pro-right-wing Israel government propagandist Barry Weiss is now the head of the so-called news department. Now, there's already been a long history and anthology of Weiss's lies during her time with her publication, ironically called The Free Press, that I won't go into right now. Weiss will report directly to Paramount CEO David Ellison, a huge supporter of the Trump regime and MAGA movement, and also of Benjamin Netanyahu, as Ellison is following in the footsteps of his tech billionaire father, Larry Ellison, who runs Oracle, which is a major player in this dangerous AI boon that's making Larry Ellison and his entire family extremely powerful. And now they're using their wealth to gobble up media to control the message, like CBS News, and thanks to Dear Leader, TikTok, and CNN's parent company. It's really like the show Succession is becoming real life. But it's about controlling the message. And in order for corporate authoritarians to keep installing their kinds of people into power, they must control the message. I mean, Trump isn't going to live forever. So keep that in mind when you watch how the No Kings rallies are being portrayed in corporate media in the next few days. But also realize that in relation to corporate authoritarians trying to control the message of the media, MAGA Republicans are busy not only lying about how these No King protests this weekend are a working class American protest, speaking out against the corporate oligarchy and the spread of fascism, but they're trying to also bury free speech altogether. Texas Senator Ted Cruz wants to pass his bill banning anyone from funding protests. Of course, it's not against the law to fund a protest, which is exactly how the Tea Party started. No, it's about stamping out progressive free speech. This was never about free speech, as MAGA and corporate tech bro billionaires claimed it to be. This is about controlling our speech and controlling all of us. They want us to be scared and cower to their lordships while telling us, "You're free to do what we tell you. You're free to do what we tell you." Oh, and one more thing as we head into the weekend, a little tidbit for some of you Michigan Wolverine fans out there. When you watch Michigan play Washington at the Big House, remember that multi-million dollar deal that brought freshman quarterback Bryce Underwood to play for the Maize and Blue? It's all thanks to Larry Ellison. If they have that kind of money to throw around for college football, then I think it's time we raise their taxes to help the working class. This is why people like Zoran Mamdani are winning, and it's scaring the hell out of the fascists and their supporters. That's why they are trying to control the message. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Lions and take the battle to them.